With an increase in online shopping and self-service stores, some people could go their entire life without ever being properly fitted for shoes. At Mass Shoes in the Westgate Shopping Center on Jackson Avenue in Ann Arbor, third-generation owner Molly Mast Koss is measuring my foot with an old-school Brannock device designed in 1927.
Put your foot on there. Feel all the way back. All right, go ahead and stand up. Okay.
Mast Shoes was opened by Molly's grandparents, Walter and Helen Mast, on Main Street in downtown Ann Arbor in 1942. William Pemberton is the store manager. He's worked there for 31 years and has worked for all three generations of the Mast family. He says many people come to the store looking for solutions and hoping to feel good.
We are referred by over 350 area healthcare providers. It's a huge part of our business. And so they come to our store wanting a solution to something. They want to feel better. And so you ask, how can I stay here 31 years? Because there's meaning in the job. You know, if I was just selling people shoes for whatever, clerking, I'd be doing something different now.
Would you say there's soul?
there's soul in this position. That's
Over the years, Mast Shoes has attracted a lot of musicians who sell shoes by day and perform at night. Pemberton himself is a musician, founder, music director, and tuba player with the River Raisin Ragtime Review. Sometimes area musicians hold rehearsals in the shoe store after hours due to a lack of local available rehearsal space. Why does Pemberton think so many musicians work at Mast Shoes?
I think creativity is a big part of this job. And I think creative minds are good at problem solving. That's why, you know, we have not only a lot of musicians on staff. As you may know, I run an organization called the River Raisin Ragtime Review that plays all over town. We've got a gentleman that's won a couple national blues guitar competitions on staff. We have an opera singer. We've got a couple painters. You know, these are people that know how to think out of the box.
At Mast Shoes, it's more about just musicians and footwear. There are memories. Since it's a longtime family-owned business currently run by Greg Mast and his daughter Molly, the father and daughter share the experience of growing up in a shoe store family. Greg remembers sleeping on shoe boxes in the back of the car as his father made deliveries at two other locations he used to own while Greg was growing up.
Back of the car was all full of shoe boxes, and I would just lay me out, you know, probably on a blanket back there, and I would just sleep all the way. You know, it was probably, obviously, today you would be seated in your seat, but back then there were no safety seats, I don't think, so I was just thinking about the other night. That was kind of a fun thing I remember doing. And sleeping on shoe boxes, yeah. Maybe that's why I soaked in all the shoe boxes into me.
Molly, Greg's daughter, remembers hanging out at the Ann Arbor Shoe Store growing up after school.
At our original Main Street store, it was very fun because it was an old building, and there was a mezzanine in the very back, like in the back room, with lots of stuff, mannequins, old shoes, dust bunnies, old displays, and my siblings and I would play hide-and-seek up there when my mom would drop us off at the store when she had to go do something. We'd stay with my dad and my grandpa. And it was fun.
Music, memories, and shoes with a beefy footbed and arch support is what has kept Mast Shoes in business in Ann Arbor for 75 years, as well as loyal customers like Julie Spence of Celine, who's been shopping there.
Since they had their downtown store, so I would probably say pretty much my entire adult life, buying good quality shoes. I have boots from them and various brands of shoes.
I asked Molly Mast Koss, whose grandfather first opened Mast Shoes and has a six-year-old daughter herself, if she thinks there will be a fourth generation running the West Side Shoe Shop.
I'd love my daughter to work here. We'll see. We'll see how she does.
Since they are currently expanding to a bigger space next door and with a loyal and growing customer base, it's not known how much longer Mast Shoes in Ann Arbor will be hidden in plain sight. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.
I think that's probably about the biggest sell.
That's about the most we normally do without going to the